It is First Bank Sports Friday this morning on Swift 98, the Spur and the SVI Radio Network. Of course, First Bank is your home for totally free checking and can be found online at gofirstbank.com. Duke Dance and Dal Erickson with you this morning, and joining us live now over the phone is Coach Matt McFadden for Cody Football. Coach McFadden, good morning. Thanks so much for taking some time with us. Hey, big game tonight, of course, and we just wanted to get your thoughts on it. Star Valley and Cody have been seen as the top two teams in the state leading into this one. But before we talk about the game tonight, just tell us about your team. What have you seen so far out of your Bronx that you've really liked?
Well, we got a big senior class. Been impressed with their leadership throughout the season. We've had some adversity and some injuries, and had to have some young guys step in there and help us out with some plays. We got a lot of sophomore running backs, and I think our senior leaders really helped with that. But they've been proud of them this year. You know, we've won one on defense, one on offense, one on special teams and games. So just kind of finding ways, different ways to win.
Yeah, speaking of which, that matchup with the Jackson Bronx a couple of weeks ago, pulling that one out of the fire with a great drive and a great play there at the end. Yeah, it seems like you've got a group of kids that have basically said never say die.
Yeah, they're pretty resilient. That was a big win, homecoming win, in the last few seconds. Really proud of the kids.
Coach Matt McFadden, Cody High School Football, joining us this morning during First Bank Sports Friday. And Coach McFadden, when you look at the matchups between your team and Cody and what Coach Young has in Star Valley, what do you see tonight as far as some of the key matchups and maybe some of the keys to the game for your team this evening?
Well, I think for us, it's a line of scrimmage, controlling the line of scrimmage. They've got a very dominant defensive line, some linebackers that are really good in the blitz game. So for our offensive line, controlling, especially the interior, Merritt kid's a beast at nose, and just being able to control that so we can run the ball, or we run the ball a lot. And then on the other side of the ball, kind of the same thing. We've got a controlled line of scrimmage. They've got a very disciplined, very big, strong, well-coached offensive line, and then some really explosive players behind them. So controlling the line of scrimmage and then not giving up big explosive plays on defense.
I know there's a lot of mutual respect between these two programs, Coach, and but year to year, you know, the personnel changes a little bit. Who are some players for your Bronx that maybe Star Valley fans may not know about yet, but they will by tonight?
Yeah. Well, Nick Talich, middle linebacker and a fullback. He's injured early in the year and has come back really strong. Really like him. Quarterback Hunter Hayes is a senior, one of the best leaders on our team. And it all kind of goes through him. Tristan Blatt, wide receiver, kind of do everything on defense type of guy. And then we have a lot of little running backs that come in, Chaz Cowie and Drew Trotter and Matt Sandoval, and they come in and do a great job pitching in as well. So, you know, those are our main offensive threats that you should hear.
Coach, when you look at the matchup tonight, of course, a lot on the line between these two programs, both undefeated, number one seed out of the West on the line, home field advantage. Is that something that you've talked about with your players and your program as far as the importance of this game and the implications, or is it just another week of business for you?
Yeah, we don't spend a whole lot of time talking about that. Anytime you're playing Star Valley, our kids know it's a big deal, so we don't have to talk it up very much. And I think everybody knows what's on the line with playoff positioning and, you know, Western Conference. But I think the bottom line is both of us have qualified for the playoffs. Both are going to have a home game. And now it's just deciding whether it's one or two. And kind of what we've seen in the past is that, you know, chances are, and it's worked out this way several years in a row, we're going to end up playing twice. So, I don't know. It's a big week for us, but we really haven't hyped it up more than any other. It's always a big week with Star Valley because, you know, you have a very good opponent. So the intensity comes up. But as far as, you know, the conference championship and things like that, we haven't overhyped that up.
Coach, what are some things that you feel like are going to maybe swing this game? Anything that in particular other than the trenches that you think could be a factor?
Well, you know, there's some kids that definitely on our radar scare us. The shot kid is a big play waiting that happened every time he touches the ball. You know, he's really impressed me, and that move to running back I think was a really good one for him. He's very exciting with the ball, and you know, of course, Chase Merrill, he kind of does everything. And to have a kid that can kick a 50-yard field goal and then turn around and punt it, you know, close to that as well, and then be such a threat on offense to catch or run the ball. And then he turn around on defense, and he's a ball hawk, and he's, you know, with interceptions, and he'll come up and sting you. So they've got some big threats. You know, the Merrill kid, and we've got to know where he's at all times, as well as the Shaw kid. And you can't forget about it. You got a very solid Brent Nelson's had a great year at quarterback, just very, very efficient. And then RJ Kazir, geez, you got a lot of weapons. You know, coming at you, he's the hammer. So there's a lot of guys. I think what makes me a little bit more nervous this year about this team, and you saw it last year with Star Valley when they got into the playoffs, maybe not there in the regular season, but is their big play capability. Those kids breaking off big plays, and that definitely makes us nervous.
Coach Matt McFadden, Cody High School Football, with us this morning. And again, kickoff at 5 o'clock tonight. Star Valley in Cody. Coach, just one final question for you here, and that's just the kind of the rivalry that's developed between Cody and Star Valley over the last handful of years. There's been so many close games, so many big games. You know, one that comes to mind is when you guys came down to Star Valley and upset the Braves in the semifinals in Afton. And you know, there's been so many games like that between these two programs in recent years. When you look back at the Star Valley-Cody series in the last handful of years, are there any moments that stick out to you? Is there anything that you think that has made this be such a fun rivalry that it's turned into be?
Well, that was a big game, you know, down in Star Valley. But I think more than that, it's just Coach McKay, he's a great coach and has a great program. And when you have a great program like that year after year, you know, Star Valley, they don't just have a great senior class. They just seems like they reload, and that's really a sign of a good program. And I know I appreciate that playing them every year, that you're going to get a well-coached team that are disciplined. It's going to be physical. And every time you play them, it's going to feel like a playoff game. It's going to feel like a semifinal game. So whether it's regular season or in the playoffs, I just appreciate that as a football fan, as a football coach, that we're going to have, it's going to be an intense game, you know. And on top of that, they do it right. You've built a great culture down there of building kids up to be young men. And with that comes a great program. So I love playing Star Valley. I think it's good football. It's physical football, and it's what I think of when I think about Wyoming.
Coach McFadden, Cody High School Football. Well said, Coach. Thanks so much for your time, and we'll catch you up at your place tonight for the big game.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
That's Coach Matt McFadden. Cody High School Football, again, kickoff at 5 o'clock this evening, and our APT countdown to kickoff live on Swift 98 and SBI Media beginning at 4:30 this afternoon.